Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it too there, Cliff. And not to get into personal topics or conversations or details, but I was going to say, I would hope you would have had some sort of insurance that would have helped with some of that. I know when I lived in Tennessee, and I lived on a neighborhood, the last house I had was in a subdivision that was a non-through subdivision. I was at the back end of the subdivision, and behind my row of houses where I lived on the one side of the road was a gully that they had for water runoff and everything. And they said it never overflows, so there was some sort of kind of a water plain, whatever they call it, floodplain plan or whatever it's called, how many years or whatever. And my insurance, when I got it, I said, if you can add on flood insurance just in case that overflows. It was like $7 more a month or a year or something. I don't know. It wasn't very expensive, but I'm glad I had it because it almost overflowed one time before I ever moved back to Michigan. Back to you, Cliff.